Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, whatever it may be. They'll make sure you're fully insured. They'll update policies. They'll find bundles. They'll do whatever. They'll do whatever they can to save you money. All at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And a privilege to be in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. First of all, I hope to all the moms, stepmoms, grandmothers, godmothers, I hope yesterday was an awesome day for you. And I hope across the board it was an awesome day. Matt made Lisa work, but I mean, it's sad.
Actually, I do have a funny story kind of regarding that in the Sixers last night. So part of my Mother's Day gift to her was...
The Sixers.
Yes. There's plenty to get to there, but I just had to share this with you. So I promised her, as part of our other gifts that I give her for Mother's Day, I would not put on sports in the car throughout the day because it drives her crazy. But then we left her parents' house late, and of course they live near IUP, which is a good under 3 hours from here. And we left there late, and I wasn't going to get back in time for the start of the game last night. So I can't get my radio thing, my radio broadcast to work on my phone so I can listen to the first quarter. So she is reading me the play-by-play of what's going on throughout. And her trying to pronounce some of the names were really just all... It was more entertaining than the game, I must say. It was just so funny. Victor Oladipo was Victor Oladipo.
We struggled with Butler.
Well, she was good there. It was Victor Oladipo was Victor Oladipo.
Okay.
George's Niang was Georgie's Nagy. And Bam Adebayo was Bam Adeopo or whatever it was. It was just hysterical. She keeps
This is sad. Lisa, you did well. Don't worry about it.
She did. No, she did.
Yeah.
I told her that. That's why she's the MVP of our family, and we celebrated that yesterday.
Good. She's a gem. Yeah. So I know you're all happy about the Sixers.
I am, so, other than today's MVP announcement, I am, yes.
Oh, who cares about that? Honest to goodness, I don't get it. I stopped caring about stuff like this 25 years ago. Who cares? Individual honors, big deal. Okay? I mean, for goodness sakes, it's not like they picked a schmo. In the history of the game, there's only one guy that's ever had 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 500 assists in the season. He's the guy. Okay. What the heck? And if they picked Embiid, it would have been great. And if they picked Giannis, it would have been great. If they picked Jokic, it would have been great. There's no very little difference between the three guys. I mean, there really is, other than personal prejudice. See, that's the difference. See, I don't care. So that I can give actually a logical answer to it. I mean, really, it's irrelevant. It'll motivate him to do what? Play better? He already plays well. What the heck? He's been playing great.
I've just decided to take the high road. That's all.
Look, stop crying.
I'm not crying. I just laughed and I moved on. That's all.
There's no crying in basketball.
I just laughed at it and I moved on because the series is tied at two, And
let me give you a little hint on something here. What do the Bucks, the Warriors, the Sixers, the Mavericks, the Blues, the Lightning, the Bruins, and the Kings all have in common in the last eight games that have been played?
Well, they're all still alive and in the playoffs.
No. Oh, this is going to be a long day. All right. All the home teams won.
Ah, okay.
Tell me right now, what is one thing Miami still does not need to do? Tell me one thing Miami still does not need to do.
They don't necessarily need to win on the road because they have two home games
They don't need to win in Philadelphia.
Correct.
Okay? Philadelphia needs to win in Miami. Miami does not need to win in Philadelphia. Right? As of today. Now, that may change after the next game. Now, the Celtics, for example, they need to win a game in Milwaukee. Can't win the series unless they do because they lost game one. Memphis needs to win a game in San Francisco because they lost game one at home. Right? So that is what they need to do. And that's, you know, the bottom line. All the home teams won. I mean, you're looking at, for example, the Lightning. See, that's why the Lightning have been so successful. They have not lost. They are 17-0 in games after they've lost in the last how many years in the playoffs. That is a phenomenal record. They haven't lost two in a row in the playoffs in years. Years. Wow. And that, you know, and Embiid played great. Harden played great. They played great. And they won the two games at home. Now they got to find a way to win in Miami. Now this time they'll go down there fully armed. They'll have Embiid. And, you know, and he should have been Embiid. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? I mean, honest to goodness, team sports is a team game. And if you get recognized for it, great. If you don't, move on. Okay? My goodness. The best player in the NBA for the last 15 to 20 years has been LeBron James. How many has he won? Four? I mean, Jordan should have won every year. It you know, this will motivate him. To do what? Play better? He's already playing well. Maybe instead of 33, he'll get 34 now. But you're going to take the high road.
I am.
Because the guy they picked in Denver's a bum.
He's not a bum, but to me, Embiid was the better choice.
Well, it's kind of hard to look in the 75-year history of the game. This is the only guy to do this. With less talent around him. Remember, he did not have Jamal Murray at all this year. It's not as if he's a bad choice. It doesn't matter. I mean, to me, I mean, if I had a vote, and I don't, I'd have voted for Embiid. But, you know, but I don't care. See, that's the difference. I don't understand the caring about this.
It's because there's other aspects of his game that I think were ignored in this. Sure, what Jokic did, that's perfectly valid for something like this. No question about it. But you look at the defensive factor, too. I look at the whole picture, not just offense. Defensively, Embiid is the best defensive player in the league. You've seen that the last two games in this series. So I think that's also being missed a lot as well.
I thought Marcus Smart was the defensive player of the year.
Was that what he got? I guess he got named that, but
yeah. So doesn't that mean he's recognized as the best defensive player in the game, especially since a guard had not won it in 14 years?
I mean, true, but...
Am I confusing you with facts here? Or what?
No, no. All I'm saying is when you put it all together, Embiid is a better player than Jokic this year.
Win the championship. You'd be stunned at what that does.
Embiid's got the best chance for it right now.
Out of who?
Between the two of them, because he's still playing and Jokic is home right now.
Yeah, Jokic is home. Jokic doesn't have anybody around him. The second best player on his team missed the entire season with a torn ACL, who's a better offensive player than anybody else you have on your team. I mean, Murray is a better... If you gave me a choice between the Sixers guards and Murray, I'd take Murray. Murray is a great offensive player. Defensively, okay. But offensively, Murray's a tremendous player. Right, him being out was a huge blow. That guy, I was kidding around with, who do we have on the show? The coach from BC. All right, and I made the joke. I said, Jokic just is an awesome passer. He has nobody to pass to. And he just started laughing because we all know it's true. He doesn't have anybody to pass to. It doesn't matter who wins the MVP in any sport anymore. I always love these debates. All year, it's going to be. Just stop hyperventilating. Who wins the title? That's all I care about. It's a team sport. Well, it's a nice Bill Self narrated commercial. You know that's Bill Self, right?
Yes.
Okay. You just found out when I told you? Okay. A little sad here. And you're not here on Friday when I'm going to be stuck with Roger Penske.
S-U-I-T. That spells suit.
Correct.
I feel like I insulted him, by the way, by calling him Roger Penske. He can't stand Roger Penske. But, it doesn't matter. It's nice individual honors, the whole thing. You know, I mean, I vote for stuff like that. Okay, I vote for Big Ten Basketball Player of the Year. I vote for Big Ten Football Player of the Year. I vote for the Wooden Award. Right? Do you think I sit there and go, I wonder if my guy won? No. But I take it seriously. Yeah, I just don't sit there and just vote. I'll sit down and watch some tape about some people just to make sure I got the right order on who's doing what. You get all wrapped up in, why don't you worry about Game 5? It's a huge game. I can't wait to watch it.
Oh, yeah. No, that's always been the top priority. It's just when I see it.
No. All you've talked about is the MVP thing. It's been an obsessive thing with you. You're obsessed.
Only because when I see a disjustice.
They didn't pick. Okay, it's not as if Rich Strike won the MVP. Okay. Just entered the other day and in. I mean, why didn't Dick Girardi and I talk about Rich Strike on Thursday? You want to know why?
Yeah, because he wasn't in.
He wasn't in the field on Thursday. And now he's running around going, hey, can you believe this? I didn't think it would be this easy. Wow. This is great. Right? Stuff like this is like, it's sideshow stuff. We've got too much sideshow stuff in sports. Okay, too much sideshow stuff in sports. Okay, it's all about the games, who wins, who loses. You know? Now they got to win one in Miami somewhere. Well, they thoroughly outplayed them in Philadelphia both games. And remember, Butler had 40 yesterday. So you can't sit back and say Butler, well, they hit it when Butler didn't play well. Butler played really well yesterday.
And he was pretty good the other night, too.
And everybody else for the Sixers is far more relaxed playing their game because they've got him out there. Right? So we'll see how it plays out. Now you got to go on the road. Okay.
And I think they have a very good chance to win this in six.
Well, they got to win one there.
I know. They do.
Got to win one there.
They can win this in seven, don't get me wrong, but I just think the way things have shifted right now, And with Embiid back,
They shifted at home.
I know.
Okay? Watch the game in Game 5.
I'm just looking at matchups down low now that Embiid's back, and Bam Adebayo's got not really a whole lot against Embiid. That's changed things. And that doesn't matter what court you're on.
Your team didn't shoot the ball well in Miami.
Also true. When the ball finds the net, amazing what can happen.
So we'll see. I mean, I will admit, I think Miami is one of the weakest one seeds I have seen in the NBA in years, but they earned it. They got the best record. Okay. It's hard to tell these days. Guys miss so many games. Okay, now Ja Morant. Now, you know, Ja Morant probably is not going to play Game 4. Okay. So what is the Memphis record when Ja Morant doesn't play? You do research on this show, don't you? Okay. So there's going to be two parts to this. Number one, believe it or not, they're 20-5 when he misses a game. Number two, they actually average 3 more points per game. You have to be kidding me. Point number three, why did he miss 25 games? It's like, you can't tell. Dallas plays Phoenix. Right? Now, and they talk about games during the course of, you can't even tell during the course of the season in terms of they match up. You have to look back and see if everybody showed up. See, that's the difference between the NHL and the NBA playoffs. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, if somebody missed, it's because they hurt. There is no load management in the NHL. In the NBA, it's like, I missed this game. I think they were talking about, I don't know, what the heck series was it? Where one of the stars was out, but he was out like a couple of games because it was load management. You're like, sitting there going, oh my goodness. So you can't even tell going into the series about matchups. Because you don't know who missed because it was just their day to sit. It's really hard to tell. Then you get into a series like this and everybody's playing. Like, okay. The NBA is a hard one to gauge now because of load management. Or in the case, because Morant was part load management, part injury. But he missed 25 games. They're 20-5. Instead of 114 points a game, they average 117. You can look it up, Matt. It's okay.
Thank you.
Sounds like Lisa's the sports expert in the car anyway. Why don't you ever look it up? No?
I like the name better of Victor Oladipo, but that's just me.
I actually voted for him for Big Ten Player of the Year when he was in his last year in Indiana.
Okay.
So, yeah. He was, you know what? When he was at Indiana, the first couple of years, he was okay. Like, okay. It's like Luka Garza was okay. And then the last couple of years, he flourished. I mean, you got to give a guy credit when that happens. You know? Everybody's clock is different. All right. We'll take a break. Come back. Great to have you with us today. Lafitte Pinkai on the improbable finish of the Kentucky Derby. I don't even know if the owner bet on him. As we continue here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday. Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
May is National Military Appreciation Month. During the month of May, we will honor, recognize, and appreciate all the men and women who have served and are still serving our great country. The United States remains the land of the free and home of the brave because of their selfless service and sacrifice. From all of us at Purdy Insurance, thank you for serving our country and protecting our freedoms.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at the NBA MVP voting. It's great to have them on board. Their motto is, we get it right every time. No.
I'd like to make some amendments to that proposal.
I'm just sad that we get a great sponsor like that, and the first thing you do is cut them down.
No, right, God! So no, God! No, God!
All right, so today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, you know, insurance is more important than ever. And they take care of it all, and they do everything they can to save you money. All at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. When we had Jaquan Brisker on the show the other day, I talked about at the end, I said, you leave here with your degree. It was the last thing I said to Jaquan. Well, over the weekend, Saquon Barkley received his degree. And I've mentioned before, I've talked about it in talking to him about his desire to get it, him coming back here. I talked to him a couple times after he came back here. Hey, how's it going? You know, where are you right now? What courses do you need? You know, just in conversation, And because he wanted to do that, he wanted to do that for his family, for his parents. He did it. He ended up getting it. Shaka Tony came back, got his degree. And Jahan Dotson got his degree. And let's give Ron Rivera a lot of credit. Dotson did not want to miss practice. Rivera's told him, he said, no, you need to go back and be a part of the ceremony. All right. Ron Rivera, who's fought through a lot personally during the course of his lifetime, including cancer, with his priorities straight and letting, and I wouldn't have said a word if he didn't let him go. He's a pro now, so you got to do what the pros say. Well, the fact that he did this tells you a lot about Ron Rivera. And congratulations to Jahan. So I want to make sure we mention that before we move on with the show. And Nikola Jokic, justifiably. No, bad word.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
It just... Come on. Ooh. Wow.
Oh, I just saw this. Former Michigan State forward Adrian Payne passed away at 31.
Wow.
Payne was a good player when he was at Michigan State. Unfortunately, he got into an incident at the Nittany Lion Inn. He didn't start a game because of it. But you know, he was a three-year starter. Really good. You know, you're talking about in 14, he averaged 16 and a half, 7 boards. Game's 31 years old. Wow. What a shame. All right. Lafitte Penkai at 4:06 today. We're going to talk about the Kentucky Derby and how improbable that was. NBC, which did a great job of getting every shot, the overhead shot. Did you see the overhead shot?
I didn't, actually. I only saw the race highlight. I didn't see the race itself.
Well, you get a chance, you'll find it. Go to the overhead shot. It's unbelievable how this horse got here. I mean, you're talking about the horse was 16th going into the turn. 16th. And then you watch him, and like, you know, one horse to the inside. You want to talk about whenever you see horses fall back, I always love it. Like, hey, he's coming on. Look at that closing speed. It's because the other horses are tired. He's just less tired. Okay? Not running faster than he ran earlier. It was just remarkable.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it now. That is phenomenal.
I mean, look how far back he is.
That's crazy.
And look how much traffic there is in front of him. There's no way that horse should get to the front based on the traffic at the turn. And it's amazing how everything just kind of opened up for him. And give the jockey a lot of credit. This is not one of the, you know, this is not, look, Joel Rosario, who's a great jockey. Johnny V's a great jockey. Mike Smith's a great jockey. These are all legendary jockeys. This guy, there's a lot of, you know, this is typical of many professions where there's a lot of talent at many different levels. You just don't know about him because you don't know the name. And this guy, you know, he does a lot of smaller races and things like that. But guess what? The guy did it right. He got the horse to the front.
I think the way it played out, I mean, you tell me if I'm wrong, Steve. I think this was kind of symbolic of how the field was going in, where there really was like a no clear-cut favorite, where you had a whole bunch of different favorites at the top there. It was Expedition and one of Baffert's horses and a couple other ones were like 3, 5, 7, 1, whatever it was.
I mean, Epicenter was the favorite going
or
in.
Epicenter,
that,
I'm sorry.
That's who Rich Strike beat.
Right,
you watch the top. You watch the overhead. Watch the overhead again. Epicenter's the course out in front.
Yep.
So, in other words, the favorite's right there. And then this thing comes out of nowhere. You're like, what in the heck? Are we doing? first of all, he's 21. I don't even know if there's ever been a 21 in the race because 20 got scratched. They're sitting there and we're watching it in a restaurant. Went out and got a pizza. The two of us are kidding around. I'd say, who does Dick like? And I said, Epicenter. And he talked about Messier. And he talked about Taba and, you know, so forth. And this horse comes up there. And I said, I know nothing about this horse. I didn't even know it was in the field. I think they said that the original was 79-1. It ended up being 80-1 when it went off. It was 79-1 when they're walking by. I said, 79-1. I said, I don't even think the owner's going to bet on him. You saw the reaction of the trainer afterward. He's like, hey, how about this?
That was an awesome moment.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think, too, Steve, that kind of race yesterday was good for the sport after the last two derbies. Maybe that's just me.
What, because of the disqualifications?
Well, because of the disqualification the last year, then the year before you had the whole... 2 years ago was the disqualification, and then last year the whole thing with Baffert. I just thought this was a good weekend for the Derby to have something like this happen after the last 2 years.
Let me put it this way.
There's what's no controversy this time, is my point.
Yeah. What's good, though, for horse racing is to have a horse that has a legitimate chance at the Triple Crown. With all due respect, Rich Strike is forever going to be the 2022 Kentucky Derby winner. Okay? Nobody can take that away from the farm. Can't take it away from the trainer. Can't take it away from the jockey. Okay? But does anybody really think that this horse has a chance to be the Triple Crown winner?
No, fair point.
And that, in the end, you know, like Justify and all the other horses that won the Triple Crown, that's, you know, what happens is that, say, another horse wins the Preakness. Who knows? Maybe a mile and 3/16, this horse wows the field. It's going to be a smaller field. But, you know, he doesn't win the Preakness. The Belmont is just going to have... It's just a little different vibe when a horse wins the first two. That, you know, in terms of what's, quote, best for the sport, that's what's best for the sport. You know, suddenly Belmont is overflowing, the TV ratings are high, you know?
I will be curious to see the odds for Rich Strike for the next one.
It's going to depend on who's in the field.
Right.
A lot of it's going to depend on which horses, because the ones that didn't win may say, okay, wait, we'll wait till the Belmont. We'll wait, we'll go 5 weeks between races. There may be, you know, there'll be, I would say, of the 20 horses, obviously Rich Strike should go. I'd say of the other 19... I wouldn't doubt 4 or 5 go. Yeah, here's an interesting one. It's the day, like, for the moment, we're staying away from name, image, and likeness in the portal. How about that? We'll just do that for the heck of it. Scott Van Pelt of ESPN was on the Ringers, the Press Box podcast with Brian Curtis. And he talked about several topics. He made a nice tribute to his late dog, which was nice. Van Pelt said, "We had the benefit of being on after games, and I still like games." At that point, he got briefly sidetracked and started talking about the people who don't seem to enjoy sports but still cover them. "The thing that bums me out about our business, there's a lot of people that cover sports," Van Pelt said. "And I think you don't even like them. Like, do you even like sports? You're cynical and you're just everything sucks and everybody sucks. Like, do something else. Sports is the last thing that we..." Let's see. "Sports is the last thing we've got that typically every day is pretty much fun." I mean, although today you're in massive depression. Okay. So Van Pelt, for example, looked at the Field of Dreams game in 2021. Van Pelt liked it. Other people who cover sports found something to criticize. "When you see it when games go long, something reporters of those games rarely ever miss a chance to complain about." Okay. When I, you know how much I love sports, and I love games. It's the other stuff. It's like, to be honest with you, I mean, do you think it's fun for me covering the transfer portal? No. Do you think it's fun for me covering NIL? No. You know, do you think it's fun for me covering something crazy where something off the field happened? No. But when it comes to games and being there and the excitement, yeah. Now, the length of games,
When I talk about the length of games, I'm talking about what I think is best for the sport to allow it to thrive, to get you, the casual fan, more interested in it, because you don't feel like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to a baseball game. It's going to take 4 hours. You know, you can make it move. You can do it in 2:45, 3 hours. It's best for the fan, right? That's all we ever talk about. What's best for the fan? That's why we talk about the experience at games. We talk about the experience in the parking lot. We talk about the experience in the stadium. Always trying to think of how can you improve it, because, you know, let's face it, I've got the best seat in the house. I know that. And I want it to be fun for you, too. And it's interesting, the people that we have on here, like, you know, like Frank, you can tell when you listen to Frank Bodani. Frank Bodani loves sports. You can tell Rich Scarcella loves sports. Donnie Collins loves sports. You know, and all the other people that we have on love sports, love sports, love sports. You know, they do. Not everybody we have on, I think, loves sports. By the way, congratulations to Ray Dittinger announcing his retirement.
Absolutely.
You want to talk about one of the classiest guys in any profession? That's Ray. There was a columnist years ago who wrote for the Hartford Courant, Bill Lee. And his column was entitled No Malice. And you know what? I mean, that's Ray Dittinger. He just called it the way he saw it. He knew how to phrase, when he was critical, he knew how to phrase it in such a way that you got the point exactly without him taking a sledgehammer to it. He wrote great stories. Incredible. And, you know, so, and Ray has been, we've had Ray on the show, and everybody knows when you listen to him, you just feel like you're just listening to somebody who just knows so much and is willing to share it and takes no credit for knowing it. Guys like that end up being trusted. And you, the reader, or sometimes the viewer, because he's done so much TV in his lifetime and radio, are richer for it because he's so trusted. So we want to pay tribute to him. But to me, you get into something like this, we're so fortunate we get a chance to cover sports. And I see exactly where Scott Van Pelt's coming from. The passion for it. I love it. Love being there. I believe it. You know, not every game I do is the greatest game on the planet. But even when the night's over with and say it didn't go well, yeah, I'm like you. I'll sit there and go, well, this and this and this. But overall, my boy, I'm really still fortunate I got to do that game. Yeah, even if it doesn't go well. So I see exactly where he's coming from. The passion for it. There's a love for it. And, you know, I'm glad he feels like he does about that, and it comes through in what he does. I don't watch SportsCenter that often, but at least he's fun about it. All right, we'll take a break, back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Embiid on a step back fade. Just magnificent.
Embiid has played beautiful basketball the last two games. Because, I mean, you see the face mask, and you have to remember, he is playing with a thumb that needs surgery. I mean, people, I think, remember, the face mask is one thing. That's a problem. He's still playing through that injury. Got to give him all the credit in the world. He's got a lot of guts. He's out there, and they have an opportunity to win this series because he is playing, and playing at a high level.
right, Lafitte Pinkai coming up on the Kentucky Derby. Matt's homeless today after betting it all on Epicenter.
Whoops.
That wasn't exactly the word used. We'll talk to Lafitte.